And now here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency, joining us. Not an official police agency, Jay. We have to point that out because of legal repercussions that we've had on this program.
Well, Phil, we do take a peek over the shoulder of the police to see how they're doing, where they need our help, where they are thin in the ranks. I think that, and we do have constitutional citizen arrest powers.
Operation Move is something that the Citizens Auxiliary Police started?
Operation Move, Phil, was formulated by Major Elvis Newton, who is the founder of Citizens Auxiliary Police. And one evening I was summoned to his home at about 11:30 at night. He was sitting alone, and he was having a can of beer, and he was sitting in the chair that he uses to watch television in. And he told me he had a thought, almost like a clarity, if you will, about the malls this Christmas, that they were going to be overcrowded. And the way to deal with the overcrowding in the malls was to station subcommanders, and those are individual members of Citizens Auxiliary Police, at what are called the mall directories, Phil, and if you're familiar.
The places where you look at the map of the mall and it shows a list of the stores.
That's correct. And Major Newton's vision, if you will, was one in which he saw people crowding and clogging the entryway to the mall because they were standing around looking at the mall directory, taking far more time than they needed to, not being very efficient with their use of the mall directory. He directed me at that time to station subcommanders at various malls around Southern California and around the nation, utilizing other auxiliary police and volunteer police services. The use of the Gator Brigade of Florida, North Beaver Battalion of Oregon, Simulated Police of New York State, and the Minutemen of Pennsylvania, as well as volunteer police agencies in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and elsewhere. We will have Citizens Auxiliary Police officers standing in malls and timing people as they look at these directories, at which time, after 1 minute, they are reminded that they need to move along, that there are other people who want to look at the map, that they're wasting our time, they're wasting their own time, they're clogging up the mall, they're standing around, they're not buying anything. These are the things I think that are concerning us.
Okay, I like that, but what about the constitutional rights of these people to stand there?
Well, there is no constitutional right to create a fire hazard. There is no constitutional right to clog entry or exit ways. What we do, and what we hope people will understand when we do it, is when someone walks up to a directory, we do what we call a big hand, little hand, which is police parlance. It means we will time them. At that point, we will give them 60 seconds to find the store, or some of these people are looking for an ice cream store or whatever. And at that point, they have exactly 60 seconds to find the shop they're looking for. If they do not, within 60 seconds, they are then directed to step back two paces, pivot with the left foot, move forward and on out of the area.
All right, now I have to ask you about the abuse of power case, and this involved the Delman Mall.
That is correct.
Tell me, who was the man?
That was Subcommander Gilgren. He was handling a man who was told to step back two paces. The man did not pivot off the left foot as you are supposed to. Unfortunately, our officer drew his riot club and definitely overstepped his authority, and he's under review and will probably lose his job.
The man had a dislocated kneecap.
Our officers are trained to go for the kneecap and the elbow. We are trained basically to pinch the flesh of the cheek. It's very painful. To hit the kneecap with the riot stick, the elbow, then go to the sides of the head, and finally, if that doesn't work, then go to the front of the face with the riot stick, and if that doesn't work, then go for the mouth. Now you're looking for him to swallow teeth. This is part of the training of our officers. And if that doesn't work, then we do what we call a shark shot, which is like a pool shot right to the testicles. And we hold the stick like a pool cue. And go right after the testicles.
We're talking to Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Operation Move will start this weekend, in which he'll have subcommanders at different malls around the country. If you're standing in front of a mall directory and you take more than 60 seconds finding your destination, you'll be asked to step back pivot and leave the area.
That is correct.
Anybody that does not?
Again, we have the case of that one officer who got a little carried away with the riot stick, but no, if they don't move, it obviously is going to involve us enforcing the move-in policy, because we don't want people crowding over the van at the mall entrances.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and of course we welcome your thoughts on just exactly how your auxiliary police will crowd control at these malls. I know it gets very crowded out there, Jay, especially with the parking. Do you have any ideas on parking as well?
Well, on the parking situation, it's the same thing, Phil. We have an awful lot of people who park their car and seem to think they have the right to keep the car there for hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. If you're more efficient with your shopping, you can keep the car there for 1 hour, hour and a half, and then you move on. Our officers have been charged by me, and I take full responsibility for this, to mark an automobile once it goes into the parking lot. If we come back 90 minutes later and the car is still there, then we will let air out of what? Then we will let air out of a couple of the tires so the car cannot be moved until we cite that individual.
Now, how do you mark the car? With chalk, the way they...
No, we don't use chalk because people can wipe that off. We take a small knife, a small Swiss Army knife, and we just carve a little bit of paint out of the side of the car.
All right, so I want to get this straight. If I don't get my car, you carve a little bit of paint off the car so you know what?
So we know that the Citizens Auxiliary Police officer's been there.
How are you guys patrolling a large parking lot?
We have golf carts that we have a golf cart that we use. Bob Skensky, who's one of our sub-commanders, has a membership over San Gabriel, and he took his he took the golf cart out of there, which I don't know if they know that he did, but we have a metallic sign that says Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Right.
And we put it on the front of the cart.
So it's it's possible that I'm going to come back to my car, see two flat tires and some paint carved off the back of my car if I take too long.
That is correct. And I don't want to do it. Let me tell you something, Phil. The last thing I want to do is have to mark a car and take the air out of the rear two tires because you have stayed in a parking slot for 90 minutes. That's the last thing I want to do. The last thing. But if I got to do my duty, I'll do my duty. And the same goes true with the mall. Now, we beat a man almost to death because he didn't pivot on his left foot. I have apologized to that. I've apologized to that man's wife. And we will do what we can to make right on that. But when we tell you to step back away from that mall directory, pivot on the left foot, and then clear the area. And
well, you're asking them to leave the area.
No, we're not. We're asking them to clear the area. Okay?
What's the difference?
There is no difference, but it's just, I want to say clear.
All right.
And we're also very concerned about the people in stores who stand and stare at a product for too long, deciding whether to buy it. We will approach them, tap with the baton, and then push them out of the way. First thing we do is we tap the shoulder with our riot baton. And we'll say, why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Yeah.
And then we will have them move out of the area. We'll push them out of the air with the baton.
All right, all of this predicated on your constitutional right, so you say, to offer a citizen's arrest.
We have the right to, as Citizens Auxiliary Police, to assist police. Things have been getting out of hand lately, quite frankly, Mr. Henry. The police can only do so much. And I've been looking around, and, of course, that's when Major Elvis Newton had a vision one night. He was in bed, and he was laying there, and his wife had died. And he did not know it till the next morning, but he was talking to her. And he was saying, I've got a vision about starting a auxiliary police, even though she was laying next to him dead. And he kissed her goodnight. In fact, I think he said he made love to her.
And she was dead?
Yes.
Good Lord.
I know. It's ugly. And yet out of that very sordid experience came Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, our number 1-800-449-8686. If you're standing at a mall directory and you do not move out of the way fast enough, you're clogging the area, you'll be asked to move out of the way by the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If you take more than 90 minutes getting your car out of a parking lot during Christmas time, your rear two tires will be flattened and paint will be chipped out of the back of your car so they can identify you. And finally, if you're staring too long at a product in a store, they come up to you and say, take a picture, it'll last longer, and then move you out of the area. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The question is, while this may be helpful to keeping the malls clear and the stores clear, is it constitutional? I'm Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us, not an established police agency, a volunteer police agency. They'll be in malls across America. Do you have the approval of the mall security to stand there and tell people that they got to get moving away from the mall directory because they're taking too much time, and the approval to let air out of tires?
Mr. Henry, under the Constitution of the United States of America, a citizen's militia is more what we are. Is empowered by the Constitution to monitor credentialed behavior. That includes mall activity. But we're not trying to do anything other than move these people away from the mall directory, standing around looking stupid, can't find where they want to go, don't even know where they want to go. I talked to a guy the other day in a mall, and he was one of these retarded people who was just like looking at all the different colors of the stores. And I had to move along with the butt end of my baton. But these things do happen, and of course we're very, very fortunate that we have the people to deal with it.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Henry. Go ahead, Henry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
What's this guy's name?
Jay Santos. Jay?
Jay Santos.
Jay, you're nothing but a rent-a-cop. That's what we call you. We call you rent-a-cops. What kind of authority do you think you have telling people...
Excuse me, I get the job done.
What?
I said I get the job done.
Are you kidding me? If someone come up to me and even... I don't even let people put paint on my... or chalk on my tires. If you let the air out of my tires, I'd flatten you.
Well, then you'd have to fight your way out of that lot.
How do you think a rent-a-cop... how do you even, like, go to work knowing that you're a rent-a-cop? That's all you are, is a rent-a-cop.
Well, I'll tell you, sir, I get the job done, and one way or the other, we're going to get the job done.
What job is it? What job is it? Tell people to move on.
Who are you to clog up a parking space for... you know...
I'm paying for that parking
space.
Paying
for the parking space. That's
great. I spend $150 in Nordstrom's. I'm paying for that parking
space. That could very well be, Mr. Citizen, but maybe you're in there just chewing gumballs and walking around and eating ice cream. How do I know?
That's why they have validation.
There is no validation public lots. I don't know where you're from, but in California...
I'm from Salt Lake City, and you'd think California would have validation.
Ain't validation. Validation's something you get from your father. What are you talking about?
Parking validation. They got stickers, they got tokens.
I've never been in a department store lot you had to pay for. Never.
You have to, you
never.
Know what, you need to go to a better mall. You're
never.
One of those strip malls
never.
Or something.
No, I'm talking about, listen, citizen, I'm talking about...
I can't believe this. I've never,
I may be a rent-a-cop, you may be a redneck, all right? But the fact is, I get the job done, and you tell me I can't flatten your tires, you fight your way out of that lot. Now, I'll remind you, you spend too long in the mall. All our members have received tetanus shots, and we at Citizens Auxiliary Police are not afraid to bite if we have to get you the hell out of there.
You'd have to be, you'd
bite?
Be biting, and you'd be throwing
right.
A hand over fist getting me out of there.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
You got to be kidding me. You think this is a prestigious job, and you're doing like a community service or something.
I am acting. People are driving around looking for a parking space. You're in the mall chewing gumballs and eating ice cream, and they're looking for a place to park.
How do you know that?
Well, what are you doing?
People are spending money on holidays. I don't go to the mall to chew gum. Well, people go to the mall to buy
people. Who are these people that I see? They're sitting in the middle of the mall eating bags of popcorn and staring.
Those are the old people.
Okay, they're clogging up the spaces out there.
Go get the beater cars. I spend $400 a month on my car.
$400 a month?
Wow. In California.
I beg your pardon?
We're in California.
I'm in Southern California, South Bay.
That's ridiculous.
Well... I'll tell you, friend, I'm just trying to do my job, trying to save lives.
Yeah, well, I got
air out of people's tires.
I got to jump in here. Saving lives, the people that are sitting in the middle of the mall and eating popcorn and looking dopey, like this gentleman said, a lot of times are senior citizens. They're waiting for the high school band to come in or the roller rink or whatever the hell they're doing. Most people are there to shop. And how do you know that you're not letting the air out of the tires of some guy that's dumping tons and tons of money into the store?
What the hell?
Yes.
When they come out of the store.
I went to the store. Spent $240. If I would have had a paint chip taken out of the back of my car, I would have beat you down.
You'd have to fight. You had to fight your way out of that lot.
I would have beat you down.
I would have paid you the paint chip. Guarantee about 20 citizens auxiliary police officers.
It's because you're in California. You know
something?
You had all those gays that are too.
Oh, there you go. That's original. Yeah, that's original. Let me tell you something. 20 assistant auxiliary police officers is...
You're not a police officer. You're a rent-a-cop.
Well, and you're...
You need to coin that phrase, rent-a-cop.
Yeah, right. Remember this one. White trash.
You throw your keys at people. Stop.
All right.
I'll throw my keys.
All right. I throw my keys and you throw your teeth. But the thing with...
All right. Thanks. Here is Larry on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from the state of Michigan. Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir. This is Jay Santa, assistant auxiliary police.
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something. If I walked into the mall here in Michigan...
I can't hear you, sir. Speak up.
Okay, one of you people walked into the mall and did that to me...
Yeah?
Most likely, I would shoot you in the head with a large caliber handgun, and then the rest of you is out there.
You've seen a lot of... you've seen too many cartoons. You've seen too many cartoons. What were we trying to do? What, did you hang up?
Well, he said he was going to shoot you, so yeah, he did hang up.
Well, to the gentleman that just called, quit reading so many comic books, okay? You're reading a lot of comic books, you've seen a lot of cartoons, you're watching too much Nick at Night, a lot of Mary Tyler Moore, a lot of Dick Van Dyke. I would get off of that, I'd start getting into a better, healthier kick, watch a little of the Today Show, get out, get some sunshine, and breathe a little oxygen. But I will tell you this, Phil, Citizens Auxiliary Police about saving lives, and...
Would you speak clearly? I can't get the way you're talking, I can't understand you.
I'm sorry, Phil. Citizens Auxiliary Police is about saving lives. And the life that we save today could be the life of your daughter, your son, your wife, your father, your mother. Could be the life of your nephew, your niece, your aunt, your uncle, a great-grandfather.
I get the idea. You're saving the lives of people. But the point that this gentleman was making, well, you never answered his question. How do you know he's not in the mall spending a lot of money?
I'll tell you why, and he didn't let me answer. I'll tell you. You want to know why?
How do you know?
I'll tell you how. When they come out of the store... Do they have all packages? If they have all packages, then I know. See?
Okay, smart guy. They come out of the store, they got a lot of packages, and they got two flat tires. Now what do they do?
We are sorry. We tip the tip of our pith helmet, and we're sorry.
And you leave them there with flat tires?
I have a bicycle pump that they're free to use.
1-800-449-8686. Lachelle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You are such an idiot. You're just the biggest idiot I know. And I, you know what? I can't believe they let idiots like you even on the radio.
Ma'am,
where do you think you're coming from? And who do you think you are? There are kids out there that be out there probably chewing bubble gum and eating popcorn waiting for their parents who's spending a lot of money in the mall.
Well, you have the audacity
to sit here and play this stupid game. You need your ass kicked.
I doubt that very seriously. Hello. Okay, well, Phil, that's something we're going to have to deal with. I'm Jay Santos, and nobody talks to me like that.
So I come out of the mall, I got two flat tires.
I tip my pith helmet and give you a bicycle pump.
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
What a jackass.
Whatever the laws of any state.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't think that far ahead.
Authorized organization. Swing.
You can't flatten my tires and I come out with $9 million worth of stuff and you're telling me that I don't...
Militia, the Rangers...
Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
What?
Zipper.